This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this edition. And we got a good one, a good Friday show. A lot that we're going to talk about, and a lot of things we're going to talk about that maybe you just haven't thought about. And we're going to start with that right away. Just a reminder, a little bit of a breakdown of the show. Around 9:30, we'll have Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle will be in to talk about some summer programs and all the fun stuff going on at Manhattan Public Library. But right now, we're going to talk about something that maybe you see, especially during the football season, all the time, and you probably just don't think about too much when it comes to parking around Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A lot of places charge for parking, and you kind of wonder, well, I wonder what that money goes to. Well, this first half hour, we're going to tell you. We have Peggy Riley, the youth director for College Avenue United Methodist Church, and we also have two members of the church as well, Mitchell Bunger and Emma Lansdowne. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing? Enjoying
great.
Summer.
Yeah.
Staying cool, most importantly.
We're not in the parking lot.
No, this is not a time to be in the parking lot right now. It's nice and cool here in the studio,
yes.
Though. Glad to have you in, but football season is always busy for like everybody in town, in the whole region, I would agree. But especially with where UMC is at, just right across from the soccer stadium, just right by Bill Snyder Family Stadium, you take in those parking proceeds during the football season. But you do a lot of cool stuff with those proceeds, and that's what we're going to learn this morning.
Yes. We have parkers that reserve parking in our parking lot, and our youth group is fortunate that our church lets us run that parking lot to gather the proceeds, and all of our proceeds then go to missions in the community and to sponsor our youth mission trips also.
And a lot of nonprofit organizations as well that a lot of these proceeds go to. Emma Mitchell, go ahead and get in on this. How long have you been helping with these parking seasons, I guess you can say?
Well, so I just graduated high school, so I've been doing this since seventh grade, I think. So 6 years. This is one of my favorite things that my church does, or my youth group does. It's one thing that I always like to talk to people about, because I think it's something that's unique for our youth group that not everyone does. It's always really fun, and it's a great learning experience for everyone in the youth group. We get to learn a lot about all of the different organizations and learn more about even sometimes our peers. I know that we give money to different organizations for special needs kids, and they always show us pictures, and sometimes there are people that are friends of mine that I know from school, and it's always really cool to know that I'm helping out people that I know and are like me, and it's really great to see that.
And you just said you just graduated high school in May. What are the post-high school plans for you, Emma?
Well, I'm going to be going to Case State next year, and I'm going to be majoring in music composition.
Nice, nice. And my niece, my 2.5-year-old niece, her name is Emma as well. So great name, great name.
Thanks.
Mitchell, let's get your thoughts in here. A little younger, you're... What was that, 13? Is that right?
Yeah.
13. And talk about your experience helping out with the parking.
Well, this was like my first year of helping out, but I've known about it since I've came. And it was just really cool to help out and make better bonds with all the workers, and just seeing the happy faces in our parking lot. And we really think it's a great thing to raise money for other organizations, and after parking season we start with counting up our money, and then the organizations will either come to us or we'll visit them, and a lot of the organizations are really cool and have great missions and messages for all, and it's just a really cool experience.
Great thing to be a part of for sure. Brady Bowman with you here in studio. We have Peggy Riley. She's a youth director for College Avenue UMC. Also have Mitchell Bunger, who you just heard speaking. We also have Emma Lansdowne, both of them who help volunteer and help with the parking duties. And these parking proceeds go to a plethora of nonprofit organizations and missions within the area, within the city. I do remind folks, phone lines are open if you want to throw in your 2 cents or have any questions, 75-537-1350. Also, to remind you, a little programming note, a little later in the show, we'll have Manhattan Public Library Public Relations Coordinator Maddie Ogle will be in studio on this Friday edition of In Focus. And Peggy, if you want to go over just some of those organizations and nonprofits that these proceeds go to.
Like Mitchell said, at the end of the season, we accept applications from the organizations around town. We have people that have applied for our grants for years and come and visit with the kids and are so excited about being able to talk about their mission with our youth group. Then we had, this year, we've had some new applications. And the new applications that we've had is with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and CASA, No Stone Unturned.
Which they're having their big event this weekend. I think that's today, actually, they're having their big event. So good for them.
Good nice for them.
Tie-in. Yeah.
And so after the applicants come and visit with the youth group, then we the kids get together, and the senior high youth group has $6,000 to distribute, and the middle school youth group has $6,000 to distribute. They look at the organizations and their missions, and then they divide that money into, I think we had 25 organizations that we donated money to this year.
And Peggy, if you want to talk a little bit about the history of this, how long has College Avenue UMC been doing these parking proceeds and as far as this program, as far as making sure that money goes out to help a lot of folks?
We were just talking about that earlier. I think at least 20 to 25 years they've been doing that. I came on in 2010, and since 2010, the youth have given out $120,000 to community organizations. Last year, we gave out $13,000 and distributed that among the 25 different organizations.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And you say 20, 25 years. That actually kind of works out when you think about it. That's kind of been the success of the football team. That's why there's been a need for extra parking, was the success of the football team. Before Bill Snyder came around, there probably wasn't much of a need for extra parking for the football games.
And, no, they were charging $5 then, you
right,
know?
Right. Which really, I mean, that also just kind of shows you to a degree just like how important not only Bill Snyder's been, but just the success when... Because that success leads to other success. I mean, you're not able to help out these organizations if the football program didn't reach what it did and has the attendance that it's had over the past 20, 25 years.
When we have had Parkers park with us for those 20 years because they appreciate what the youth do with the money. It just doesn't fund a world's a fun trip. They are so appreciative of being able to donate and know that money is used in the community and not just for playtime.
Looking at some of the other things that 2017 donations were granted, that Manhattan Emergency Shelters listed there, Home Care and Hospice, Head Start, Social Workers Fund, Summer Camp for Students with Autism, Peace Memorial Auditorium, Shepherd's Crossing, USC 383, Families in Transition. I mean, just a lot of great organizations, almost too many to announce. We'd be here all day going over how many that this parking proceeds helps out. Let's go ahead. I think we're due for a break. We are. Let's take that break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what these proceeds do. Maybe talk a little bit about some of these youth trips, and maybe Emma, Mitchell, you can kind of give your personal experiences with some of these youth trips. More In Focus coming up on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you